Mercedes-Benz service tech embroiled in carjacking scandal. A shocking incident has unfolded at Mercedes-Benz of Collierville, Tennessee, involving a service technician who allegedly used a customer's car for personal reasons. The vehicle in question is a C300, which was taken by the technician without permission, specifically to impress a date at a sports bar. This brazen move has left many wondering how such a situation could have occurred and what measures are being taken to prevent similar incidents in the future. According to reports, Kimberly Porter, the owner of the errant C300, received an alert on her phone that her car was in use, prompting her to track it down using the dealership's loaner vehicle. She then called the police, who found identification inside belonging to Derek Nguyen, a technician at Mercedes-Benz of Collierville. This discovery led to Nguyen's arrest after he claimed he had permission to drive the car. The dealership's response to the situation has been met with criticism, as they allegedly asked Porter to drop the charges against the joyriding technician in exchange for her cooperation. Furthermore, the dealership made a now-deleted Facebook post offering free routine maintenance or $2,000 off a vehicle purchase for customers who shared a post about the story. This move was seen as an attempt to profit from the situation and undermine Porter's claims. The fact that the dealership would ask Porter to return their loaner vehicle within a specific time frame, threatening to report it as stolen if she failed to comply, raises questions about the dealership's priorities. It appears that they are more concerned with protecting their reputation than ensuring customer safety and well-being. Nguyen's intoxication at the time of his arrest adds another layer of complexity to the situation. The fact that he could have driven Porter's car while drunk is a concerning revelation, and it highlights the need for stricter regulations and oversight in the automotive industry. The incident has sparked outrage among many, with some questioning how such a situation could have occurred without being detected earlier. It serves as a reminder of the importance of accountability and transparency within dealerships and service providers. As Porter decides whether to pursue her case against the dealership, it is essential that she receives fair compensation for her troubles. The dealership's actions have been seen as an attempt to silence her and avoid accountability, which would be unacceptable in any situation. The use of a previous generation C300 to impress a date is a peculiar choice, especially when compared to more powerful models like the AMG variant. This lack of consideration for Porter's vehicle highlights the technician's reckless behavior and disregard for customer property. Ultimately, justice must be served in this case, and the dealership's actions should be held accountable for their role in enabling Nguyen's behavior. By doing so, they can demonstrate a commitment to customer safety and respect for property rights.